I'm Caleb Gordon. A teenager from Avoca has died following a fatal head-on collision Thursday morning on M25 near Lakeport. Michigan State Police troopers tell WPHM the crash occurred around 7 a.m. when 19-year-old Braden Melms was traveling northbound and attempted to pass a semi-tractor trailer. Melms was then struck by another semi-tractor trailer head-on. Troopers believed speed and alcohol were not factors in the crash. Melms was declared dead at the scene of the crash. No other individuals were injured. A new exhibit is opening soon inside the Carnegie Center in Port Huron. Announced yesterday, the City of Port Huron has partnered with Port Huron Museums to host the children's exhibit, which will open to the public later this month. Veronica Campbell is the executive director of the Port Huron Museum and describes the new children's exhibit to WPHM.
It's a little town, it's a little city inside the Carnegie Museum, and there are pieces of Port Huron history spread throughout. We're really, really excited to be able to kind of connect the history and playtime for Port Huron kids.
Discovery City at the Port Huron Museum will open September 22nd, and tickets can be purchased at porthurondiscoverycity.com. Campbell adds that, thanks to a $10,000 gift from the James E. Acheson Foundation, families that receive food stamps or bridge cards will receive a free pass to all four of the museum's properties. A 52-year-old Marysville man has pled not guilty to criminal sexual conduct charges following an alleged incident with a minor last month. Stephen Rogers, a teacher at Marysville High School, was arraigned yesterday afternoon in St. Clair County District Court on multiple charges, including two counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct. Rogers was placed on administrative leave from Marysville Public Schools, who has declined to comment on the case to WPHM. And it's another first Friday of the month and the final Shop, Rock, and Stroll of the season in downtown Port Huron. Cynthia Cutright at the Downtown Development Authority tells WPHM today's theme is an end-of-summer bash. Speaking to our Paul Miller, Cutright says if you haven't spent a lot of time downtown yet this summer, now is your final chance.
Downtown's changed so much over the past couple of years, so if you haven't been downtown in a while, be sure to stop by, stroll through, grab something to eat, and shop around.
First Friday runs from 6 to 8 p.m. I'm Caleb Gordon for the Blue Water News Network.